The Red River Farm Network is surveying crop conditions across North Dakota and northwest Minnesota throughout this week. Farm broadcaster Megan Overby has this update.
It's day one, the kickoff day for our Red River Farm Network crop tour presented by Pioneer Seed. I'm Megan Overby for the Red River Farm Network, and we are north of Carrington, North Dakota, joined by Doug Retzloff, a sales associate with the Swanson Seeds here located in Carrington. Help us recap the planting season. Maybe not as many corn and bean acres went in as we would have liked.
Yeah, the corn and bean acres were way down this year. Not something that every dealership would like to see, but it is the way it is. We got a late start. This plot here went in at 521.20 this spring, and that's basically the day that our farm that we run here, we quit planting corn and we started beans on that day. So we were about 10 days behind on every crop going in, and it does show up. Some of the earlier planted stuff was a little bit better.
Well, and as you mentioned, you started out just so terribly wet, and some of those acres actually went unplanted altogether. And what was the growing season like, though? It did get a little dry, but like you said, we're getting some timely rains. But what sort of an impact is that having on the crops?
Yeah, so in May, you know, we got in what we could. There's a lot of prevented plant acres here. But then we got into June, we got dry despite being so wet in May and April. We started to get dry in June, and then we got some timely rains through July and end up. And then August here, we started getting dry again. And you can see the effects the last 10 days had on our crop. The beans are starting to turn, and the corn is starting to dry up a little bit more from the bottom than we'd like to see. With the rain last night that we got about 1.40 inches here at the plot. I think our law of averages, the good ground, the low ground, that rain will still help push some yield.
I'm Megan Overby for the Red River Farm Network.
Reporting from